People have been fascinated with the Titanic disaster for about 100 years. Several movies have been made, giving fictitious stories of the passengers who died. But their real experiences are not known. However, approximately 700 people survived the Titanic disaster and lived to tell their stories to newspapers. Philip Zani, an Assyrian emigrant, was traveling to the U.S. in third class. He was sleeping when he heard a crash. He immediately ran to the upper deck where he saw great confusion. Men were lowering the lifeboats, and Zani tried to jump into one of them. But an officer with a gun stopped him, yelling, "Women and children first!" Moments later, the officer turned away, and Zani jumped on. He was hiding under one of the seats when the boat pulled away. There were 20 women and 3 men in the boat. They had to row quickly because the ship was sinking. When they were about 2 miles away, they saw the Titanic sink. It wasn't until 5 in the morning that they saw a rescue ship arrive. Zani reported that while the survivors were being raised to the rescue ship, a woman begged Zani to save her dog, which she had been carrying since leaving the Titanic. Mary Davis, a second-class passenger, was traveling to visit her sister in New York. She had saved the money for the trip by working as a maid in London. She was sleeping when she heard a noise. She was told that there was no danger, and so she returned to bed. A few minutes later, she was told to go to the highest deck because the ship was sinking. 2 men helped her get on a lifeboat, and then it was lowered. In the morning, the rescue ship found her boat and pulled the people aboard. When Ms. Davis died in 1987 at the age of 104, she had lived to be older than any other Titanic survivor.